You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's get caught up on what happened over the last few days. We were off for a week. I'll tell you one thing that I did during the break is went and got my booster shot.
You all boosted up, huh?
I got all boosted. Boop, 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 boop. And I don't know. It's, you know, things that we decided to go a different route. We wanted to mix it up. So we had the Moderna shots 6 months ago or whatever. Yeah. And then this time we did the Pfizer shot.
Oh, you're doing a little mix and match.
Yeah, a little mix and match just in case that has any kind of, I don't know if it does. Who knows? I will tell you that it was one of those reactions where I remember feeling kind of crappy after the two shots, mm-hmm. 6 months, the second one, you know, 6 months ago. But with this one last week, the reaction I had was total, like, just fatigue, like tired.
It zaps your energy, yeah.
I got the shot at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and I basically spent all day Wednesday mostly in bed just reading. And I would get up, and I was like, maybe I'll go for a walk. And I was like, I can't go for a walk.
Me sleepy.
And you know me, I'm a walker. I mean, I'm a guy who walks 3,000 miles a year. I did not move on Wednesday. Mm. I didn't feel sick. I just felt like...
Just lethargic, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it was with after my second one. I didn't necessarily... Oh, I got chills a little bit. I do remember the chills. But yeah, it just... I'll be in bed for the next day.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice you get out of doing a lot of stuff. You can just later blame the shot. So
yeah, so that was Wednesday. And then Thursday, back to normal. There was no change. It was just so weird. It was a 24 hours of just, I don't want to get out of bed.
I'm due for my booster, so I guess I'll plan that for like a Friday afternoon.
I'd do a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn.
Friday or a Saturday, either way.
Yeah.
Either that or do it on a weekday and let's see you on the show when you're like I was, because I mean, I was
I got a call. I got my thing in the mail for jury duty in a couple weeks, so maybe I'll do it that day. Just go lay.
Sit in the jury box.
Lay around at the courthouse. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of
slumped
over.
Yeah.
What else happened? I made some notes. The funniest thing that I heard over the break was from my wife, Gretchen. And she told me that her hairstylist has informed her. The hairstylist knows every time when Gretchen is about to make an appointment.
Hmm.
And she says she knows every time because she has subscribed to Gretchen's TikTok account.
Hmm.
And so she watches the videos and she's like, yeah, she's about to call me.
Due for a cut and color. Looking a little shaggy.
She says she can see the roots or whatever. She's like, I know she's going to be coming in. And that's what she told her because Gret called and made an appointment last week. And the stylist says, yeah, I watched your TikTok videos. I knew you were going to be calling.
There you
I was
go.
Like,
that's funny.
Now that is a professional right
she's
there.
She's got a keen eye.
So that was the funniest thing that I saw, and I'm wondering how many. That's the thing, you know. If your stylist sees you out and about, you know that's the first thing they're doing is they're kind of eyeballing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, girl, you are overdue.
It is time. I saw a new stylist myself over the break because I've gone through two. One is no longer in the business, and my second one. Who was a longtime friend that I've known since kindergarten, actually. She up and moved to Texas. So I've been searching around, and I was just in bad shape. I was like, something needs to be done. So I went to a place you would never catch me at. It's one of those sports-themed barbers.
You're kidding. You?
It was close to my house. It was the day before Thanksgiving. It was the only place I could find with an opening. So I go, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm going to this place. And I will tell you, I don't think anything like any of them advertise with this. The most ridiculous place I've ever been. It is just so chocked full of male cliches. And it was almost embarrassing to be in there. you know, with the fake lockers that they keep everything in, where you go to get your hair washed, it says shower, you know, and there's the, everything is sports themed. It was just,
that's not
you. I can describe it was ridiculous. Like even, I don't think a sports fan would even go in there and be like, this is awesome. It was just so cheeseball. But I gotta say, my hair looked great. The woman did a great job who cut my hair, so I might be going back. Mm-hmm. I might have found a new stylist. I just
have to shake my head. Do you find yourself faking like you know? Because you're not a sports guy at all.
No,
you don't follow sports.
I'm not a sports guy. So
do you fake it? Do you sit there and go, yeah, I would have punted?
No, and of course they got all the screens in front of you with the games on and everything. I'm like, hey, do these get HGTV? You know, I was making jokes.
I can't believe they're going for it on fourth and four.
I flat out told her.
I definitely kick.
I was like, I'm not a sports guy. I was like, I'm just looking for a good haircut. But you know, the door handles are baseball bats and everything. I'm like, oh my God, come on.
Okay, let me chime in. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you, I don't think they advertise with us.
No,
so I didn't say their name. I find it personally insulting.
Yeah.
I find it insulting.
Yeah.
Because essentially what it's saying is, oh, you stupid guys.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
The only way you can spend 30 minutes, you know, without losing your mind is if we put a bunch of sports in front of you.
Put a 52-inch TV in front of you while you're getting your hair cut.
And unlike you, I am a sports fan. I've watched a lot of football this past weekend.
You are.
I love it.
But
I find it insulting that they're like, well, you don't have the brain capacity to do anything except watch a football game while you're getting your hairs cut.
Just sit here and mouth breathe while we shave your neck.
I mean, do they do the same thing? I mean, I'm trying to think, like, the best salons that women go to, they pamper them and they make them feel special.
Yes.
But it's not insulting. Like,
that's what
this
I was telling Nicole. It's like, do you go into these places and it's every female cliche thing? Like, they've got Pinterest up on the TV screens and,
you know,
they keep all their tools in a coach purse there or something.
They don't
do that. It's like, they don't do that.
They don't insult women at salons, but guys, we have to be, oh, this is all you can handle.
I felt like a caveman being in there.
See, when I drive past those places, God bless them. I'm sure the employees are all magnificent. Like you said, you got a good haircut.
But again, great haircut.
The people are great. The product they put out is great. It's the way that it is framed. Mm-hmm. I'm just speaking for me, I find it personally insulting.
Yeah. The only word I could use was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Well, it was ridiculous for you to go since you hate sports.
That was extra ridiculous. But the thing I love about it is these places, they do cater to the guys. So it's like you have hair appointments every like 10 minutes. It's like boom, 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 boom. Because generally guys are quick. You know, the general guy cut, you're out. You're on your way. Mm-hmm. So you can get in and out. You know, you don't have to wait a long time to get in there and get your hair cut. That was the nice thing about it. But it was a little silly. The apron they throw on you has sports logos.
You know, just perpetuating the stereotype
that men are just
simple, stupid creatures.
Dumb.
Although, let's face it, we have plenty of people listening.
Hey, they're
that
in business.
That is who they are. Or they're married to a guy that is them. We might have some women listening right now are like, well, that's my husband.
My buddy Matt, who I talk about. It's like you don't bug Matt on the weekends because he is parked in his Lazy Boy watching sports back to back to back all day
long.
Yes,
but he has the capacity to go 30 minutes without it, is what I'm saying.
Sometimes. I grabbed drinks with him over the break, and he was, you know, checking his fantasy crap on his phone and stuff. I'm like, come on,
maybe I need to take back everything I said. You and I are weird kind of creatures because you don't like sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sports fan who doesn't care for sports fans. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Like, that's why I don't go to live games because I want to see the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of put off by the face painters and the weirdos and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like sports fans, but I like sports.
You'll never catch Dom screaming, defense!
Holding up the letter D and the little picket
fence. Give me the fence. I want to hold the
fence
this time.
Which some people still think is funny.
And my buddy Matt just texted me with some very colorful words.